Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Rick here from Label 56, and I got a quick little news segment here to go over some of the stuff that's been posted in our blog. I want to try to get you a little brain stimulation going on this morning to get you thinking about some things for today. I actually did one of these a while ago. When I say a while ago, I mean like over a year. I always wanted to do more, but I just never got around to it. You might think it's funny, but I actually find it easier to sit and type out articles than sit here and record stuff. But anyway, as I mentioned, this is going to be based around posts we have in our blog at www.label56.com. And a quick side note, if you're going to the website, you have to put in the www first. For some reason, if you just put in the label56.com, it'll show your band. And not being very tech savvy, I just don't know why it does this. So just remember to do the www first. So yeah, I want to go over a couple of things here currently in the news because, of course, the alt-left mainstream media puts their spin on it. And as you know, the social media outlets have been heavily censoring and even banning people or other outlets to challenge their narrative. If you don't know this, you really need to be made aware of it. Tucker Carlson has actually been doing some really good segments on it this week. And before I get into this anymore, I have to say that I wrote up the notes for the show last weekend. I had originally intended to do this Monday morning, but at the time I found out my mic wasn't working, and just being lazy, I didn't get around to getting a new mic until yesterday. I do wish I would have done this Monday morning, because as I sat down and watched Tucker's show Monday night, he had a segment making some of the exact same points I'm making here. I looked at my girlfriend, I said, you know, he just said the exact same thing I wrote up yesterday. No one's going to believe I didn't copy it from him. But, so yeah, I just want everybody to know that I am not ripping off his shows. But back to the censorship, you know, I kind of think it's funny that the left complains about fascism and totalitarianism. You know, they complain that Trump's sitting up an authoritarian government. But there really aren't any better examples of totalitarianism than what the left is doing right now. You know, they're banning people on social media websites, they're censoring speech, they're banning news outlets, they're shutting down pages of people or things that go against their leftist ideology. And not only this, but Google is actually banning apps for alternative social media platforms like Gab as a way to choke out any other competition, you know, just to keep their monopoly in control and not give you any other kind of alternative to get information from. As we've posted in several of our articles in the past, people would be up in arms if this was the government doing the censorship, but because it is, quote, private companies, unquote, they say it's their right. But the thing is, when you have such a small minority of companies that control the flow of information, you really have a problem. And especially when that control is being heavily censored in order to affect the outcome of elections, as it is now leading up to the midterms. You hear him talk about Russian influence, you know, but anyone who's been paying attention to this for a while by now that this Russia investigation is a sham. Donald Trump won the election because he represents what the American people want. They voted for him. And you can make the argument that he didn't win the popular vote, but, well, first off, based on the levels of Democrat voter fraud, you know, that might not even be true. He may have well just won the popular vote. But either way, if you're arguing that he only won because of the Electoral College, then you have no argument. The Electoral College is set up for a reason. And today, it seems like it's more so for the fact that the people living in the small minority of compact cities, that way they can't legislate the way the vast majority of the rest of Americans live. And on that point, any of our elected officials here in Maryland should take note, and Virginia as well, because I've seen how some of the elections go down there, and it's pretty sad. The entire state of Virginia will vote one way, but as soon as the votes from tiny northern Virginia comes in, it changes the entire outcome. And Maryland's the same way. You have these small pockets of Democrat voters in a few areas of the state that decides the outcome for the entire rest of the state. I really think it would be time to start implementing an electoral college process in state governor races, with electoral votes going to each county and city that wins because of this. You know, if Republicans will get a firelink under their ass and start playing hardball like the Democrats do, maybe they start doing things like this in their state before it's too late. Anyway, back to my point. The entire Russian collusion thing was set up to try and overturn the outcome of an American electoral process. The Russian influence narrative combined with the Trump is a racist Nazi, so anyone who supports him is a racist Nazi narrative, is being used to shut down everyday conservative outlets. They're mad that they lost the election, and they're taking Aurelian steps to try and avoid losing again in the midterms, and in the future in general. And that is real collusion, election interference right there. I was going to get into some more news stories and address censorship some more, as it's gone from not only silencing online outlets, but actually dictating to what you can and cannot buy. But I think I'll just leave it at that for today, because this is a serious issue. And as repetition is key, I'll say it again. If this was a government censoring free speech, everyone would be up in arms. A small minority of private companies who monopolize the control of information is just as dangerous to our democracy, and it needs to be protested and challenged any way legally possible. I'll post a few links to some stories in the show notes so you can read some more. And tomorrow, I'll get into how Big Brother is dictating, Big Tech Brother, the corporate end of it, is dictating what you can and cannot buy. I'm going to leave you here with a song from the female-fronted Polish project, Jan. And it's a really cool version of the Kill Baby Kill song, Diversity. We got some cool things coming up here at Label 56, which I'll get into again tomorrow, and it's going to be based around the what I was just talking about as far as corporate Big Brother trying to dictate what you can and cannot buy. Anyway, I hope you all have a good day. Go back and re-listen to the short process podcast if you need to, and make sure to get involved politically. Don't be one of those people who fall for the voting won't change anything line. They're counting on you to just be a slave.